Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. Yourself?
Good, good. I'm sorry I just missed your call. I just saw your email, though, about the third option that came in.
Okay. Cool, let's go over it, and hopefully it works. So, we have a few offers that we've underwritten individually. You got my email on the other offer, the 71,000, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Okay. So just one thing I noticed is, so you've done a lot of these loans, and although we can underwrite your file individually and we can reduce our pricing, we actually reached out to OnDeck, who you worked with previously. We have a very good relationship. I've known them for, well, to be honest, I own their stock, and it's not doing too great. It's not doing too great. I'll not tell you some companies, but I actually know people. I worked with them for over 5 years. I worked with them like for a long, long time. So we have a really good relationship. We do a lot of volume. They're kind of program specific, so it's not like you're going to Home Depot and everyone's buying a hammer for the same cost. We're more a wholesaler that's buying 1,000 hammers in a month. So we reached out to them and we said, hey, look, this is a past customer of yours, and they've got a very specific model when it comes to overdrafts, but hey, would you be interested in funding this customer? And if so, what can you offer? And what type of pricing? A lot of back and forth, but they're willing to give you an offer via us, and I think it's pretty strong, and I want to walk you through the high points and the low points. So we can offer you a loan. It's originated by Bank of Cardiff. It's $100,000 flat. What makes this loan really, really nice is that all the fees are waived. So you get the only thing you'll notice on a fee on your documents is there's a 1.25% origination fee. But after funding, that's credited back to you. So essentially, you're not paying any type of fees at all. You're getting $100,000 flat. You're not paying any type of funds to get it up. So that's a good thing. Most importantly, when you do these loans, you're familiar with something I assume called a renewal, correct?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Well, most companies, you're committing to the amount paid. Hey, I'm going to borrow $100,000 or say $70,000 and I'm going to pay back $95,000. But the fear in a lot of customers' head is, well, what happens when I'm halfway through if I want to borrow more money? Do I basically have to roll over all that interest? Now, most companies, the way most programs are, the answer is yes. Sometimes there's a small discount given.
But this
program is much different. So this program actually has pure interest forgiveness on a renewal. So what that means is, if you qualify for a renewal, and you renew, you use some of the funds to pay off your existing loan, all the interest is waived. The only negative of this loan is, because of the NSS and overdrafts, and because you're credited sub 600 right now, they will not go any far higher than 9 months. So that's their cap. So what I want to do is, though, their pricing is pretty darn cheap. So if you do a 9-month term, and just to give you an idea of the payback, the loan you were offered by one company, you were borrowing 80, and you were paying back, you said, like, how much was the interest you were paying? It was
113. 113. Paying back 113 in 8 months.
So it was 33 grand to 33 grand. So it was 40 cents on the dollar over 8 months, correct?
That's right.
And I'm assuming there's also fees tacked in there, correct?
Probably, yeah.
There's a lot of, yeah, and a lot of these documents you'll actually see, and they'll say, well, if you want my true opinion, I think a lot of it's ridiculous. I've seen things that have said, hey, ACH fee, $280, it's time consuming. No, it's just a way for companies to make money. You just can say it that way and get it done with, pull the tooth. So there's none of those fees. The cost of the loan. So let's give you some options on what's available. This loan, if you borrowed $100,000 over 9 months, your payback would be much cheaper. It'd be $128,000. So your payback over 9 months would be 28% as opposed to 40% over 8 months. But why this loan is so attractive to me is that the renewal option offers pure interest forgiveness. What I would suggest is this. If you can maintain good banks, and depending on how the credit goes, no one in our business can ever promise someone, hey, look, James, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a renewal. I can promise you, because we can't tell the future. But we can tell people, hey, look, if this is something you're interested in, it's something that, in my opinion, it's really worth it to explore. There are a few other options too. If you want to do something, say, really short term, like 100 grand over 6 months, Is that something that interests you at all, or do you want to do as long as possible?
I think probably as long as possible right now. But one thing I was going to ask you, Ruben, was like, sure. if I decided to take this, and then like year end, I wanted to pay down a substantial amount, or if not all of it, what was owed. Are you saying I could avoid the balance of the interest that would have been on the amount remaining to be paid? I would just basically be paying the interest that was paid to date.
So that's a really, really, really good question. So let's answer it. So if you do a renewal, it's awarded in two ways. And by the way, the good thing is there's no hoops to jump through. I don't even need a lease. Your funds, you can do what's called online checkout. You tell me what loan amount you need. You take 10 minutes in front of a computer tomorrow morning, and your money's sent. It's very quick. There's no hoops.
Okay, great.
So let's talk about how this works. So number one, if you pay this loan off early, regardless of where the money comes from, you pay this loan off early, you get a 25% discount on the remaining interest. 25% on the remaining interest, not the remaining amount, the remaining interest. If you renew, so the way the contract works is this. If you renew, and you can log into OnDeck system, but let's say, I'm just making up a number. Let's say you have $40,000 left as a balance. Let's say $12,000 of that is interest and $28,000 is principal. If you renew, then that $12,000 is not tacked onto the new loan. It's completely forgiven. It's an incentive to keep you happy and keep you sticky as a customer. But because you're asking me something, I'm going to give you two basic options. If you wanted to pay this off, say, in 6 months, so this really quick year end, you shouldn't do a 12-month term. You can do $100,000 as close as 6 months. If you do $100,000 over 6 months, your payback is $118,000. So if you want to borrow $100,000 over 6 months, you pay back $18,000 in interest, which is a better deal for you, simply because you're limiting it. However, if you want more flexibility and you want to do this, say, over a longer period of time and keep the payments down, I'd probably suggest a 9-month term. The only major difference is when you're going to be able to ask for more money. If you do a 9-month term, you can ask for more money in 4.5 months. If you do a 6-month term, you're going to ask for more money in 3 months. It's really, what I want to do is kind of go over the daily payment. You can do daily or weekly, by the way.
Okay, on the 6 months, what was the interest? What's the total payback amount?
$118,000. Flat. So, and would you prefer a daily or a weekly payment? It's the same cost, it's just whatever, you know, you feel more comfortable with.
I don't know.
Do you want me to give you both?
I don't know. Yeah, I would need to think about that. Sometimes the daily is a little hairy sometimes, but...
Okay.
You know, you can kind of prepare for the weekly a little bit better. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I mean, you said it's like either or, and there's no difference in.
There's no difference in cost, and I don't really think like doing a 7-month term is really the way to go. I think you should kind of look at hey, what the terms are. So let's kind of go over on 6 and 9 months. Let's go over on 6 and 9 months on what's really available here, and we can kind of take it out. So let's take a look. Give me 1 second.
So it looks like in the 9-month deal, I got like 198 payments, 128 payback. That's $650 a day.
So let me make sure I'm not misquoting you. So if you wanted to do 6 months, we have 6 months, and I can double verify, but your payment, if you did weekly, should be $45.38. If you wanted to do the weekly payment, if you wanted to do daily, that's $126. So that'd be $936 over 6 months. If you did... if you did this over,
I might be using a different calculator. I had $893, but you're saying $936 a day.
So what I'm doing is I'm taking if I'm doing 6 months, I'm taking $118, and I'm dividing it by 126 payments.
No, I had 132 payments. Okay.
Yes, some programs are 22 days. Some are 21. This is a 21 day month program. That's how it averages out. So there'd be 126.
Okay, got it. 21 days. Okay, got it.
If you did that same amount for, say, let's see, there's 39 weeks in 39 weeks in 9 months, you're looking at $32.82 a week, or you're looking at $677, 24, or 25.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, no fees. You'll see one fee for 1.25% that within about 10 business days or less will be credited back to your account. So you're not paying any type of origination or processing fees here.
So Ruben, like because it's 6 months versus 9 months versus 12 months, I mean, literally, like, if I were to take $100K and figure out the interest rate over 12 months, these interest rates are really close. They're not, it's not like I'm saving like a ton of money by going 6 months because I'm just paying it back more aggressively.
So I think what you're getting at is, like, is there an incentive or a better deal? It's a very, if you looked at it, so you can do what is 50%. The way that I look at it, I always look at cash flow. So I always look at cash flow, and when I see overdrafts, I know overdraft fees are expensive. I know that it hurts people's cash flow, puts them in a position where they're chasing money and not effectively running their business. And so I always steer my customers with my book of business, and I just tell them the truth. I say, hey, look, unless you've got really, really strong balances, I don't think anything, if you do, don't do anything really short term, because unless there's a huge incentive. In this case, 50%. If $118,000, multiply that by 50%, because 9 months versus 6 months is 50% longer. That's 127. And if you want us to match, I'm fine giving you the green line and saying, hey, look, if you want an even match, I'll just tell them to bring that payback down by 1,000. So let's just use that, because I'm able to do that. So let's do this. Let's just assume, because I can waive that. That's not a problem. Let's give you an apples-to-apples comparison. Let's say you're at $127,000 payback over 9 months. We're going to make the cost of money exactly the same. 18,000 over 6 months, 50% longer in 9 months, 50% more cost. We're going to drop it by a grand. So we're going to do 127 divided by 21 divided by 9. So
your cost... So really what it ends up coming down to is like, when I might potentially be able to renew.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Unless you told me, hey, look, Ruben, I have a huge project and I know I'll need to borrow more money in 3 months, then I would say, okay, well, let's do 6 months. But this is what I would tell every customer. 9 months is not the longest in the world. I would encourage you to just take some of this money, keep your cash flow really strong, address some of those credit issues we talked about. So without guaranteeing you anything, within 4 or 4.5 months, you're in a really, you know what you need to do to hopefully get the best renewal possible. You can start talking to us for renewal as early as 40 to 45% in. We can't fund you until you're 50% paid back, but I think I would want, if you want me to, if you want like my honest, do you mind if I give you just my straightforward honest opinion? Kind of what?
Totally, go ahead.
I feel comfortable dropping the cost by a grand, making the same cost be there, and I think 9 months is the way to go. I think because that gives you a little more time to breathe.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great deal. So what do I need to do? Like, if you want to send the documents over to me and I can look at it, or is it everything done online?
Everything's done online. You'll have a chance to review your documents. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set you up for online checkout. Now, what's a good time? We can do it today. Well, they might be able to do today. Probably today's going to be a little difficult. What's a good time to be in front of?
Let's kick it down tomorrow morning.
What's a good time for you guys to do tomorrow morning?
I have a 10:30 meeting, so between maybe 9 and 10:30, maybe 9 and 10, somewhere in there.
9 and 10. Okay.
Yeah.
I will have him give you a call at 9 o'clock to get this rolling.
Okay, so all right, great. Yeah, give me a call in the morning, and then what? And then they'll what? Give me like the information to log on to online.
Pretty simple. So you're gonna get a call from someone in our funding department. Really nice. Just be in front of a computer. You can't do this from your phone, unfortunately, at least not yet. They're gonna have you go to. They're gonna send you a web a hyperlink. You're gonna go and log into the website. You're gonna have a chance to review your contract. They're gonna ask you some security questions like, were you born on this street? Is this your mother's maiden name? Basic verification information. You'll then have a chance to review your loan docs, terms, conditions. If there's any questions, you can call me. They can also answer all these questions, so we're all versed in this. You have a chance to review everything. Click accept. The funding process will start. Now, That means the money will be transferred. Depending on your bank, sometimes we can ask for a wire. California is a weird state where we're usually on this program having to ACH. So that means electronic instead of a wire. So while we can ACH your account tomorrow, you might not see the money tomorrow. You might see it Monday or Tuesday, depending on your bank, just as an FYI.
Probably. Bank of America, probably Tuesday.
Yeah. So some customers call us and say, like, hey, I don't see the money, and they're freaking out. I said, hey, look, it's not us. It's your bank. But you would be get an official funding notice tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, okay, so good. So I'll look forward to your call tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
And I'll be following up with you to make sure the funds are released, and then I'm glad we got the opportunity to, you know, win your business, and hope, and you can call me anytime. I'm here to help.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ruben. Take care. Thanks,
you got it, brother.
Okay.
Of course.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.